Toradanto. I saw a commercial recently. I don't know if I got the commercial exactly right, but the slogan was meaningful. It was for a car company. Not sure why this is going to encourage you to buy cars, but the slogan said something like this: trips end, journeys continue. A trip has an end point. You go somewhere, it's great, and then it's done. But a journey is everlasting, therefore you should buy their car. I don't remember what car it was. Why is that significant? Significant to me because that's what high school is. High school is a journey. It's not, there's no start and end. I know there's a start and end to high school, but the growth is a journey. So it's not that last year ended, the trip didn't end, and then you went somewhere for the summer and that ended, and now you come back this year. It is all continuous. There's a journey that we experience throughout high school. And I want to capture the journey with a couple of ideas. One, I came across in Rabbi Fran's Haggadah, and I heard it also in the name of Meir Shapiro. A fascinating idea in terms of the two dreams that Yosef interprets, the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim and the dream of the Sar HaOfen. It's going to capture this idea of a journey. So we know these two people, two servants of power are in jail, and they each come to Yosef, and they describe their dream to Yosef. And somehow Yosef, perhaps Ruach, perhaps he had Nevuah, perhaps he had Ruach HaKodesh, somehow Yosef is able to interpret these dreams. How is it, what was it about the dreams that gave Yosef the wisdom to interpret the Sar HaMashkim's dream one way and the Sar HaOfen's dream the other way? So listen to what our fan suggests. Think about the dreams. The dream of the Sar HaOfen. This baker, he is standing there. And what's on his head, Danny? What's on his head? A basket. And what's in the basket? Loaves of bread. And what happens to loaves of bread? These birds come and they start pecking away. They start eating the loaves of bread. What about that dream made Yosef realize, Mr. Baker, you know what's going to happen? You're going to die. So Rav Fran suggests, if you think about the baker in this dream, he is totally passive. He does nothing. He stands there. There's no life. There's no energy. There's no passion in him. He doesn't care. He simply sits there and passively lets things happen. If that's true, says Yosef, if there's no life in you, then there's no future. There's no future life to you. And unfortunately, that means that your demise is imminent. You're not going to restore to this position of prominence. You had a trip. Your trip ends. It's not a journey. The Sar HaMashkim, on the other hand, in his dream, he is active. He's passionate. He's taking initiative. He's making things happen. There's life. There's energy. There's vitality. And says Yosef, if that's your dream, if you're passionate, if you're doing, if you're trying to make things happen, then you know what your future is? Your future is you're going to reclaim your position of prominence because you're on a journey where you're constantly doing. You're making things happen. There's a bright future. High school is a journey, but there's more to the journey. And I plead with you guys to listen and to internalize the following. I came across this idea from Rabbi Lamb. Rabbi Lamb was a past president here at Yeshiva University. Rabbi Lamb suggests, and think about this every morning, when you say Berachas HaTorah. So immediately after Berachas HaTorah, it's supposed to be over Lasiyasana. I'm supposed to say the Bracha immediately before doing the action. So I have to learn Torah after saying Berachas HaTorah. So what happens immediately after I say Berachas HaTorah? I say Yivarach Hashem V'yishmerach. In all of the Torah, why is it those of the psukim that we chose to attach to Berachas HaTorah? Why are those the psukim? So listen to what Rabbi Lamb says. Rabbi Lamb says, to be a Kohen, that's called Birkas Kohanim. To be a Kohen is embedded in us. Right, Mendelssohn's a Kohen, I'm a Kohen. You know why we're Kohanim? Not because we went to Smicha, but because our fathers were Kohanim. Because our grandfathers were Kohanim. And our great-grandfathers. I didn't do anything. There's nothing I did. Instilled within me, by virtue of my lineage, is Kedushas Kahuna. But that's not where Kedushas Kahuna ends. It's a part of Kedushas Kahuna. But there's a second part to Kahuna. And that is, you don't know what happens when a Kohen's under his talus, doing Birkas Kohanim. So below the talus, underneath the talus, what he does is he stretches out his hands and he raises them up. And Rabbi Lamb suggests raising it, we call it nesias kapayim, raising up our hands. Because there's an aspiration. I'm picking up, I'm lifting up, I'm aspiring for more. And so our Lamb suggests there's this dual message. On the one hand, there's the Kedusha of a Kohen that's innate, that's possessed by every single Kohen, and at the same time, he aspires, he yearns for more, he wants more. It's true for a Kohen, but it's also true for each and every person. It's true in terms of our connection to Torah. And that's why, after saying Birchas HaTorah, we immediately go to Birchas Kohanim, to give us a sense of Torah. Each of us, through our lineage, by being a Jew, has a chelek in Torah. We say it every morning, V'sein chalkenu b'sorasecha, is give us our own chelek. We each have a chelek of Torah that's unique to each of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give it to us. Allow us to reclaim it. There's a kedusha. There's something we're mamleches kohanim, all of us. There's something special about each of us. And at the same time, I need to acquire that chelak. I need to take an active role in acquiring that chelak of Torah. That potential that's in me, I need to actualize that potential. You have here, and I think at least some of your Rebbeim are here, you are surrounded by Rebbeim who are invested fully and wholly and deeply, well beyond their quote-unquote job and responsibility, who want to help you reach your potential in Talmud Torah, want to help you reach your potential in growing as a person, want you to be happy, fulfilled, grow, be successful, reach your potential. They are here for that to happen. But the one missing ingredient, and I'm speaking to you guys, because I really firmly believe this. You are a very special grade. I think at times you don't believe it. You don't believe in yourselves and you don't believe in your grade. And I'm naming it very clearly for you. You will have as good a year as you want to have. We want you to have an amazing year. We want you to have a successful year. We want you to be leaders, your upperclassmen. But you're going to succeed and go as far as you are willing to go. And that means the message that I'm sharing, and I know it's probably been a little bit repetitive, because I don't just want you to hear it. I want you to internalize it, and I want you to believe it. I want you to believe in your own ability, that everyone here is special, everyone here can become a Talmid Chacham, everyone here can be happy, and everyone here can have an amazing, amazing year. But only if you choose to invest. Otherwise, it's like trying to pull the door that you need to push. Trying to push a door you need to pull. If we're working against the grain, it's much harder. If we're working together, if you're in it, if you're invested, if you want to have a great year, it will be a transformative year. You will have an amazing grade. You will look around and say, this is the best grade in MTA this year in our long history. If you're invested in wanting to make that happen. We are invested in wanting to make it happen. We want you to have an amazing year. And we look forward to that partnership in terms of being a year of happiness, a year of growth, a year of success, a year of fulfillment. Mirtzah Hashem will achieve.